This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hit those drums. 7 and a half the hour on the 7th of July. We have 1 week under our belt already. July and August, a hot time in the old town tonight. Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Jay Kirshner, who I will tell you in a forthright manner brings out some of the best in me. I think it's great to have Jay here. She has whatever the temperament is that works well with me. And I apparently with her, so it's cool. It's nice to have that warmth and the fun at the beginning of each hour, the beginning of each day. So we enjoy your being here. Thank you very much. And I also enjoy having the company of Sally Wellburn, Donna Ray Wagman. I'm seeing if I can pronounce her name right. Some of the folks listening, commenting at Doug Steffens' Good Day Show, Jim Mancuso, Mary Frances Crack. Let's see here. Who else do we have that we want to add? Jim Pillsbury?
Yeah, we have a lot of friends on social media. It's nice.
All right, some good news as we start another hour of conversation. New research has made an important breakthrough that could lead to more effective treatments for people with asthma. You have asthma, don't you?
I do. Mine's moderate. It's a little bit more than light. It's not as heavy as severe. I don't have full-blown asthma attacks where I need the emergency inhaler, but it's kind of like a steady-paced, all-day, everyday situation where, it's not great.
Where it came from? How you got it?
It's allergy-induced. Mm-hmm. Yeah, my asthma started, I've always had allergies, but my asthma started with playing sports in high school when we noticed, and it was kind of more sports-induced, and then as I got older, we realized it's allergy-induced because it was usually more so with my outdoor sports as opposed to my indoor sports. And then I don't know what happened. When you get pregnant, your body chemistry changes a little bit, and while I used to be allergic to a whole bunch of things, and now that list has shortened since having Mac. However, the things I am still allergic to, I am 10 times more allergic to, and my asthma has gotten significantly worse.
Huh. Okay. We don't want that. We have to get rid of that. We have to fix the problem.
The figuring out why it happens to people is something that scientists have been working on, and they think that they've kind of pinpointed a marker. And if they can start...
So that's what the good news is. There's a way of figuring out. So what do you do once you find out what the problem is? Is that a way of short-circuiting it? Is there something in your chemical profile that with some kind of a drug? I can see the ad on TV now. Tell your doctor that if you have asthma, you should take Bungalunga or whatever it is. And
could actually be an asthma medicine, Bungalunga, because it has the word lung in it.
Right, exactly. See?
Very nicely done.
Thank you.
Well, yeah, so this research team has discovered that there's this thing called carnitines that will...
Yeah, L-carnitine.
That's a great supplement, especially after working out.
Mm-hmm.
And it helps to shuttle different things to the mitochondria, the fatty acids. And when there's a deficiency, that can cause these flare-ups. And so they're trying to figure out if there's something they need to do so that these fatty acids are getting more into the mitochondria.
So this is it must be related to the protein family, because the fix for the problem, at least in part, is to eat more beef or pork or cod, chicken, that sort of thing, meat, flesh, in essence. And apparently milk also is something that is good for people. So how much milk do you drink?
Me? I'm dairy intolerant. I drink zero.
So what a horrible... Think about that for a second. What a horrible double whammy. You got asthma, and one of the things that helps asthmatics is to drink milk, and you're lactose intolerant. I would be willing to guess, not willing to bet, that if you drank raw milk, people who are lactose intolerant aren't intolerant to the milk. What they're intolerant of is the stuff that gets either added to the milk, like what they say, what is sunshine vitamin D, or things that are taken out of the milk, like the proteins and things. When you understand that milk from these huge mega factory farms, thousands of cows, millions of gallons of milk produced a day, they go to the processing center, and in order to kill the bacteria, because the milk is so bad, they have to laser it, microwave it, so they kill not only the value of the milk, the taste is gone.
They basically alter it, yeah.
Yeah,
well, and
right.
They have things, what is it, there's actual dairy milk, I forget what it's called now, but they remove the lactose in it. And I've actually tried that before, and it still made me very, very sick.
I guarantee you, if you find some raw milk someplace, wherever you are in Ohio, it's hard to find. I think they frown on it in Ohio for whatever the reason is.
Just think it's gross. I think it's...
But raw milk?
No, milk in general. I'll try to eat ice cream. I do eat ice cream. But, like, it still doesn't agree with me. But when it comes to the actual drinking of the milk, that just seems so gross.
All right. Well, we still have something. We'll take something away from that asthmatic story anyway. Look for L-carnitine. If you can find supplement... It's called L-carnitine. Maybe you try starting with that and see where that...
Yeah, mix it with some water. It's powdered. Yeah. It's really good for you.
Yeah, there you go. Boris, let's see. What's going on around the world? Boris Johnson stepping down.
He has resigned.
He says he's going to serve... Well, I thought he said at first he was going to serve until fall. Is he done today or is he waiting until the fall? Which is the scenario here?
What is their system set up for an interim? Like, with if the president steps down here, the vice president steps in. We already know that. And
right.
I do wonder
it's
what
pretty
is
pretty unclear. No, there's no direct line. The party is starting a leadership contest as we speak, as a matter of fact. All right, 13 after the hour. In a moment, Apple introduces a new lockdown mode. So if you're an Apple user, you'll want to hear this story after these words.
Imagine buying a pair of sneakers and getting a soothing, gentle foot massage like you'd get during a relaxing pedicure just by walking. You might think this sounds too good to be true, but we think it sounds like Skechers' new Massage Fit sneakers. Because Skechers, the comfort technology company, has designed a unique innovation that makes it feel like you're pampering your feet with a gentle massage in every step. The secret is Skechers' new patented wave technology on the sole that gently massages your feet while you're walking around. It feels amazing and is so gentle you can wear them all day just like your other favorite Skechers sneakers. And not only will you be getting the massage, you'll also be getting Skechers' other famous comfort features, like a special luxury insole that offers extra support for 24/7 comfort. Plus, they come in a variety of fashionable styles, including lace-up and slip-ons, and they're machine washable for easy care. Get a bonus massage in every step with Skechers' new Massage Fit. Find them for men and women at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
When flying insects show up in your home, how do you get rid of them? Hopelessly clapping every single one? Aimlessly swatting back and forth? Hanging fly strips in your living room? Ew, ew, ew. Instead, try Zevo Traps. Zevo uses light, not odor or chemical insecticides, to attract and trap bugs, working continuously so you don't have to. Zevo. People-friendly. Bug-deadly. Now at a store near you.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
All right, 15 past the hour and then some on the Doug Stephan Good Day program. So Apple has made an announcement. They say they're going to introduce a new feature on all their Apple devices. It's called lockdown mode. Sounds like you're going to jail. Buy an Apple and go to jail. So really what this is going to do is protect you from cybersecurity threats. This looks like, on the surface, a good idea. Are there any problems with this, Shay, or is this going to be something that's good for those of us who have Apple products?
No, lockdown mode is potentially going to be a really good thing where if you feel like you could be at risk, then go ahead, set up lockdown mode. You can still use your phone, but there will be some different things, like when you're using messages, messages with attachments, or things will be blocked. Images that are like GIFs or whatever will still be fine, but if there's some kind of additional thing, web browsing, certain web technologies, or like JavaScript will be disabled, things that could possibly lead to something if it's not a trusted website, if it's not a secure website.
Who determines whether it's a trusted website or not? I never have quite understood that, other than porn or something like that, which I understand is filled with all kinds of stuff.
What kind of security they have on the back end, if it is from a reputable source, because there's a lot of websites that could, while it could get hacked, there are some websites that they are just running rampant with viruses, and they could have different spyware, and this is coming out with the...
It fascinates me. Why do people think it's fun? I mean, what is the advantage of somebody hacking, or not necessarily hacking, but just installing malware or spyware or whatever? I mean, honestly, or trying to screw you up just because they can screw you up.
Well, for big businesses where it's more of like ransomware where, hey, we've frozen all of your stuff or we've stolen data and we're going to leave
it
if you don't pay us. But when it's the everyday person, when it's the everyday person, like if I were to get something like that, like what's the point?
Or
it could be for trying to steal identity, trying to steal information that they could sell on the dark web. All of that different stuff. But this takes a strong intelligence to do stuff like this. So use your powers for good, not evil, people.
Thank you. Like, people want to scam folks just because they find it fun. Go find some other way to have fun.
I'm sure you have gotten an email from somebody that somebody you think it's somebody that you know, but then it's actually a different account. And it's, I'm somewhere and I have no access to money. I need to get back. Can you wire transfer me?
All the time.
Can you Venmo me?
Please send me some money.
And it's somebody totally different.
Yeah, it's really, okay, the January 6th committee is interviewing Counsel Pat, is it Cipollone, I think? Who is against the effort to... You know what? I'm tired of talking about. Can we come up with some more drama? You know, some of the drama that first night when they had the first hearing, that was interesting stuff. Let's get some more. We need more of that kind of drama and not some of this other stuff. All right. Anyway, 6 million Ukrainians displaced. That's the number so far. 5 million. 6 million are in different places in Ukraine. 5 million more have fled to Europe. And what's that doing to some of the major European cities? You got to wonder how they're dealing with all of that. And here we have President Blunder and the rest of his staff and the rest of the people like Blundering Boris, no leadership. They're all interested in themselves and they don't take care of what the real job is. And Putin is having a great time. Well, he's destroyed his country, but he's having a fun time for himself, it would appear. And on it goes. And what's anybody doing about it? I don't see any. We send over arms. Okay, great. Is that going to fix the problem? I don't think we should send people. There's got to be some way, though, to get rid of, to destroy Putin and his project. Why hasn't that been done is the question.
Yeah.
Here's something smart to think about. Those of you who are running your own business like me, it's hard to find good people. See, I was talking about Jay, got good people here. This is not something you'd use to find a radio person, but most businesses can use ZipRecruiter. It's easy to post your job online, some of the job boards. Yeah, okay, but how long do you have to wait? With ZipRecruiter, and by the way, it's free the first time around. You go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. You can get candidates finding you. You don't have to look for them. They'll find you. It's a powerful tool. ZipRecruiter technology identifies people with the right experience and invites them to apply. Use ZipRecruiter for your business. ZipRecruiter.com/free. Do it now while you're thinking about it. ZipRecruiter.com/free. 21 after the hour. We'll be right back.
Have you set aside a supply of food for the potential food shortages about to happen? If you could buy one superfood that would support your energy, immunity, tissue repair, healing, detoxification, and have anti-inflammatory effects, would you be interested? There is one product that confers all of these benefits, and it is called Green Meadow Whey. Green Meadow Whey is the only cold, sterilized, non-denatured, frequency-encoded whey protein powder on the market. When you add some flax oil to your whey protein drink, then Green Meadow Whey becomes a complete meal, addressing the amino acid and fatty acid requirements of the body. Each scoop of Green Meadow Whey supplies your body with 24 grams of an easy-to-digest protein. Green Meadow Whey's shelf life is indefinite when kept free of moisture. A 5-pound bag of Green Meadow Whey lasts 76 days at one scoop per day. For a convenient and powerfully nourishing storable food, consider Green Meadow Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwheyprotein.net. That's best, W-H-E-Y, protein.net.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
All right, 23 after the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, Trending Time. Social media, connect with us, Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show, Twitter, Good Day On Air, Jay and I. Well, actually, this is Jay's bailiwick. I turn off or tune out of things like this, a lot of this sort of thing.
Oh, wonderful.
I don't mean it that way. It's not you I'm tuning out. It's stories about some of these people who are celebrities who get attention because they are celebrities, but they're going through things that all of us, or many of us, or some anyway, have gone through, such as the case with Hayden Panettiere. We'll find out what the problem is after this.
American Heart Association Health Beat. I'm Mariah Hopperman. About 90% of people who suffer out-of-hospital cardiac arrest die. But CPR, especially if performed immediately, could double or triple a cardiac arrest victim's chance of survival. First Officer Matthew Clark suffered a cardiac arrest during a flight he was piloting.
I was incredibly fortunate to go into cardiac arrest around colleagues trained in CPR and the use of AEDs who were confident enough to use them.
Only about 40% of people who experience an out-of-hospital cardiac arrest receive the immediate help that they need before professional help arrives.
About 50% of people can locate an automated defibrillator or AED at work. Learn CPR and learn how to use an AED so you can help save a life in an emergency.
Find out where you can learn how to use an AED and learn how to do CPR at cpr.heart.org.
I'm Greg. I'm 16.
All right. Well, somewhere there's a noise that we can understand. So what's cooking with Hayden Panettiere? What do we need to know about that story?
Yeah, she revealed that she previously had an alcohol and an opioid addiction, which she is, I want to say early 30s. She's 32. Okay. Has a child. She was in a long-term relationship with Vladimir Klitschko, who is a Ukrainian, a boxer who from Ukraine. He's actually on the grounds fighting for Ukraine right now. And she's talking about how she struggled with that. And she hit the spotlight at the age of 11, and she was given her first, quote-unquote, happy pill prior to walking a red carpet when she was 15
years old. What happened to Judy Garland when she was the same age doing these child actors and actresses,
yes,
these producers? That's what happened to Elvis.
they want to put more pep in their step or whatever and have them be a little bit happier for these red carpet interviews. And then it just caused this whole fiasco and this addiction and everything. And she said that when she was working, she had to be on her best behavior. But when she was off the clock, she found that she was going for the pills. She was going for alcohol. She found sobriety when she was pregnant with her daughter. But then as soon as she had her daughter, she fell back into it. And she's always been very open about her struggle with postpartum depression, where she struggled with it significantly, never in the sense that she wanted to hurt her baby. She just didn't want to be around her baby.
Yeah. This stuff, I mean, I tell you, in the drug culture we're living in, all these ads on the radio and television for drugs, check out your doctor's going to tell your doctor that you want to have Mufurski's revenge or whatever it is that they're selling today. And how does your doctor, most the good doctors know what other prescriptions you may have, but how your body's going to react to some of this stuff. Our bodies are all different. And they react to opioids differently,
so
alcohol different. Some people can drink a lot of beer, doesn't affect them at all.
Mm-hmm. And other people different kinds of alcohol affect people different ways. And a lot of times a really great doctor, if they have to prescribe you something hard that is very addictive, they will monitor you and they will only give you a certain amount. And then once that dose is done, they will tell you, well, you have to take Motrin or something. You have to deal with it because it's just too addictive. We can't give you more.
Because you got to deal with it, period, end of story. All right, well, that's a totally good thought for Hayden Panettiere. She's the good thing is she's telling her story so other people have the reference point. I think that's what's good about this. 28 past the hour.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. Grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I'll second guest dinners with friends because they can be interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall. If you're allergic to pork or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints, call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit creoninfo.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's creoninfo.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Highland Park, Illinois is preparing to start burying their dead with the first funeral for the victims of the 4th of July mass shooting set for Friday. Seven people were killed by a gunman who authorities say fired dozens of rounds from a rooftop during a holiday parade, injuring about two dozen. Lake County Major Crime Task Force spokesman Chris Covelli sharing more details about the attack.
His motivation isn't necessarily clear. I don't want to go specifically into what he told investigators. However, he had some type of affinity towards the number 4 and 7, and inverse was 7-4.
Mississippi's pro-life trigger law went into effect today, which bans most abortions, with exceptions for cases of rape or a woman's life being endangered by a pregnancy. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
President Joe Biden is set to lift tariffs imposed under the Trump administration back in 2018. The tariffs were originally put in place to protect American intellectual property. According to Far East expert Gordon Chang, they have not helped with that, and nor will they help with easing inflation in the United States.
Removal of tariffs isn't going to affect inflation in the U.S. because sellers don't drop their prices when their costs go down. They only drop their prices when demand for their products goes down. So Biden would not be accomplishing what he's been talking about in public, which is easing inflation.
Teammates and fans held a rally at the home court of the Phoenix Mercury Wednesday night to call on Russia to release WNBA star Brittany Griner from a Moscow jail. Former league player Imani McGee Stafford made a plea for Griner's freedom.
She is not a political pawn. She is not a martyr. She is not a figurehead. She is a real person who deserves so much more. Her story is our story. Her safety is our safety.
Griner is accused of having 1 gram of marijuana in her luggage when she was arrested at a Moscow airport back in February. She's due in court Thursday. Take our news with you wherever you go by searching for USA Radio News wherever you download your podcasts. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Yes, it is. It's a privilege for us to be able to spend time with you every day. Thank you for being here. It's the longest running syndicated radio program in the history of radio. How about that?
How does it feel to say that?
Monday through Friday.
That is big.
One diddly, do diddly, three diddly. Maybe it's because of my charm and personality. That's why it's lasted this long. Maybe.
Yes.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe not. We'll worry about that tomorrow. Program brought to you in part by Progressive Insurance. Insurance for your motorcycle, boats, RVs, for protection on the road, and also on the water. See how much you can save. Dial 800-PROGRESSIVE. Go to progressive.com. I think we figured out that you don't need the rest of the IVE here. You just need progress. 800-PROGRESS will get you to the same place, I'm pretty sure. Go to progressive.com. You know, I haven't really tried that. If I had a phone here, I'd probably dial that up. Chris, just
you have a landline, too, don't you?
Oh, yeah, landline.
Yeah, you do.
Landlines are king, man. You got to have that landline. Chris, just for the heck of it, dial 800-PROGRESSIVE and see if it starts to connect at 800-PROGRESS. Because you only need, as I pointed out yesterday, you need seven letters, right? Or seven numbers. And so beside the 800, you need seven letters. One, two, pro, G-R-E-S. That's seven, right? So So anyway, I think I'm overanalyzing this.
No, but this is totally reminding me of something that's been floating around, especially on TikTok, where parents are at, like, grandparents' houses, and or they have these rotary phones, and they're looking at their kids, and they're like, I will give you $1,000 if you can dial 911 on this rotary phone. And they start trying to hit, rather than circle it around, they just, like, are trying to hit the buttons, and they're like, I don't get it. Why isn't it working?
My wife, my first and only wife, we got married very young. I tell a lot of the stories and share them with you because probably some of these same things have happened to some of you. So I was not a romanticist when I was a kid. I didn't have a clue. Honestly, not a clue. I'd grown up on the farm. I was like a real rube. So for Christmas, the first year we were together, I got her a rotary phone, rotary dial phone. And I thought this was a great practical because she wanted a phone. So I got her a rotary dial phone. Do you know that we still have that phone? She kept it. And then I think Megan has it. I'm not sure. Or maybe I have it here somewhere. I don't know. But I know we found it recently and we all had a big laugh about it because it was so silly under the circumstances to have that think that that was a good was practical gift.
Well, for sure. Some of them were so pretty. Like, yeah. There's just that history and that, right. They are gorgeous.
Here's some good news. U.S. State Park has unveiled a new trail made of illegally dumped tires. Tennessee State Parks, Tennessee Department of Transportation, and some local leaders had a ribbon cutting on a new hard surface walk, the biking trail in the Fuller State Park. It's 2.5 miles long, all of it made from rubber crumbs derived from tires. Tires have been illegally dumped in and around the park. That drives me nuts. When people,
it happens all the time.
Here's something. I have a state parkland that I use on the farm. And I let it, one of the fields go fallow for 3 years because the soil was just tired out. So we're down there plowing it and harrowing it. And what do I find in the bushes? Two or three old television sets and computer sets. People just drive by and heave them because they're too damn lazy to bring them to the recycling center or whatever else. People are so selfish, or some people are. Anyway, and the same with tires. I find tires all over the place,
everywhere.
All the time.
Yeah. All the time. It is astounding.
Right. And how do you do that, by the way? When you do you change your own? How do you change a tire? I mean, I have a tire machine at the farm. I change my own tires. But the average person doesn't have a tire machine in his or her garage.
Yeah, they take
it
in.
So where do you come up with these tires? When you go buy a new set of tires at the tire store, they don't give you back your old tires.
Yeah, they usually dispose of them for you. And it's not like they give you money or give you a discount.
No, it's actually, they usually charge you $5 for getting rid of them.
Yeah, the disposal services, yeah.
Right, and then what they do, these tire companies that go around, pick up all the old tires, they sell the tires to be used in asphalt to make roads or for linoleum tile, things like that. There's a repurpose, and actually it's a good business to be in. It's nasty and dirty, but it's a profitable business, cutting
up
old tires.
Think about tree removal. Same thing. Would they remove all this wood and then they go and sell it to other places?
Right.
Or if you're building a house, you have that property. They remove all that dirt for you, but they don't give you any pay.
No.
And they're making money off that dirt.
Right. Dirt. Actually, loam is selling now for about $15, $20 a yard. And you should get $5 for it if you're selling it to somebody who's going to recycle it, sift it, and sell it again. I don't know, the whole business about recycling and the things that are around that we can reuse, pretty much everything that is around us can be used for something else.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a question of whether you take the time and the purpose. This is, you know, all these people that go off hooting and hollering about climate change and okay. But the real stuff, the real practical things that you can really do something about is the waste that's all around us. They're packaging, plastic and stuff.
Straws. My goodness. Styrofoam. Why is styrofoam still a thing? And also, this is supposed to be a good news story. Why are we going off on rants?
I don't know. Anyway, this...
But styrofoam, shakes the air.
Yes, right, exactly. Anyway, this is a good example of recycling in full circle, as the commissioner said. It's exactly the kind of responsible environmental activity Tennessee can be proud of. And it is. It's practical. and you get to enjoy the benefits of it. And it makes the, if you have these tires, the old tires that are on the path, make it easier for your bike. It's not so much wear and tear. It's soft on you walking, soft on the tires on the bicycle. It's not like hard dirt or gravel or asphalt. It's soft. It gives. Anyway, they cleaned up 24,000 dumped tires, passenger cars, truck tires. So this is, somebody's got to be dumping these things there on purpose. Some company is dumping this. All the volunteers that collected all of these tires, good for you. And this is this is a very good, practical way of taking care of something that has a purpose, and there are companies that do this, but the lazy son of a guns that just can't be bothered. I'm going to throw it in the woods, or I'll throw it. Yeah, that's. I hope they didn't do it with their children around to have their children see.
Oh yeah, teaching how that. That's
irresponsible.
Awful.
Right. A man accused of punching a father and his 5-year-old daughter in Portland, Oregon. That story up next. This portion of the program brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. O'Reilly, here to keep your car on the road with the right parts, advice from their professional parts people. That's cool. And their free loaner program. You get a tool and go into the parts store. You need a battery, they'll give you the tools to change it. No need to purchase a tool. You're going to use it once. The guys at the O'Reilly Auto Parts store, they'll give you. They got 80 or so specialty tools available. You can rent if you want to fix your car. It's fun. There's an O'Reilly Auto Parts store on Lincoln it's not Santa Monica, what is next? Oh, it's Venice. So you go down Lincoln and you're heading toward the airport. There's a big O'Reilly. And there's always a dozen cars in the yard with the hoods up. They're up on blocks, whatever. People are changing their brake pads, or they're doing something to the engine, changing it. And they help you. That's one of the great things about O'Reilly. It's kind of cool. So, anyway, you can rent the tools. Refundable deposit is required. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today and ask about their free loaner tool program, or you can visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Wendy's new Strawberry Frosty is here, so check your watch. Is it Frosty time yet? It probably is. The hour hand would be on, I'm feeling snacky. And the minute hand would be on, relaxing with a rich, creamy Strawberry Frosty on a summer day, just digging into that smooth, chilly deliciousness and vibing. You know, depending on what kind of watch you have. When it's time for Frosty time, choose wisely. Choose Wendy's Frosty in classic chocolate or new strawberry.
Limited time only at participating U.S. Wendy's.
And now an important message from music superstar Willie Nelson.
Hi, I'm Willie Nelson, and for as long as I can remember, I've been fighting for legalization of the one thing that can bring comfort to millions. And of course, I'm talking about Skechers. You see, Skechers shouldn't be illegal. They help so many people ease.
Can we stop the commercial? Willie, I don't think Skechers are illegal anywhere.
Really? But they feel so good, I just assumed that the man made them illegal.
Nope, you can wear them anywhere, Willie.
Well, pass the Skechers.
Skechers comfort feels so good, it should probably be against the law. Because Skechers is the comfort technology company and has all the fits and features you need for ultimate comfort. Fits like Arch Fit, Relax Fit, Wide Fit, and more. And features like Max Cushioning and Air-Cooled Memory Foam. It's legalized comfort.
You know what? I'm going to wear my Skechers across state lines.
You do that, Willie. You do that.
Find Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
For nearly 100 years, folks have trusted Blue Star Medicated Ointment to relieve the pain and itching of almost any skin irritation.
It works on my son's dry, itching feet and their jock itch.
I had this rash on my neck. Nothing worked until Blue Star.
Blue Star worked great on my ringworm without steroids.
My wife and I have been using Blue Star for years. It's never let us down.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
All right, 45 and change after the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day program. Jay Kirshner and I expect the best from each other and all of you and all the folks we're working with. There is an understanding that's needed as we have gone through one of the biggest life changes that I've ever been through. I said a few minutes ago, it's the longest running syndicated program in the country, and it almost didn't get to be the longest running syndicated program in the country. We've had a lot of behind the scenes stuff, and some of the things you've heard over the last few weeks have been distressing and distracting. I think we take care of most of that stuff, and so we're on our way. I want to spend a minute talking about the kind of person who would do this. This guy, fortunately, was arrested. His name is Dylan Kesterson. He attacked a father and his daughter who were riding bikes in San Francisco. He punched them because he thought they were Japanese. That was it. When he was arrested, he said, I thought they were Japanese. No, he didn't say Japanese.
Like that was supposed to make it better? Like he was defending his
actions? They're Japs. Did this in front of the daughter and wife of this guy. So he punches the father, and he punches the five-year-old daughter. There's another daughter and the wife watching why this a-hole does. He punches her in the head. And so, anyway, how is it that people like this even are allowed to breathe the air with the rest of us? Oy. All right, here's some food for thought. Those of you who are looking for a job this summer and you know how to swim, perhaps you ought to apply to the nearest beach, right? Lifeguard, a lot of shortages, looking for lifeguards. And as a result of that, a lot of the beaches will be open, but there won't be lifeguards there to help you. About a third of the nation's public parks and pools have been affected by the shortage of lifeguards. Let's see, 300,000 of those. Wow, man, you have that many. I didn't realize there were that many pools around and beaches and stuff. American Lifeguard Association said the shortage is a ripple effect from COVID. Of course it is. Everything is COVID. COVID, 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 COVID. So, if you want to hear a couple of tips to be safe. Number one, designate a water watcher. Now, that's okay if you're going with your family or a bunch of people. If you're by yourself, then what do you do?
Swim alone. Yeah. If you're by yourself, never swim alone. That's so dangerous because what if you get a cramp and you can't tread water or you hit your head on something or just there's some other kind of emergency?
Have you ever experienced that on your when you've been swimming?
Did
you have a cramp or something like that?
I think there was one time I had a Charlie horse, but it wasn't in deep water I could touch where I could I could put my feet down. But we always hear these stories of parents who took a child by themselves out on a boat or out on the water or to a river or whatever, and something happens something happens to the adult and they can't protect the child, they can't save themselves, and then they both kind of there's a search party for
them.
They're
gone. Just
never go by yourself.
Yep. I'm a strong swimmer, and I remember as 25, 26 years old, I was swimming in Riviera Beach on Singer Island, this island up from Palm Beach. Beautiful beaches, and I used to go down there all the time when I was a kid. And I remember swimming out to a reef, to one of those sandbars, and then the tide changed quickly, and I was going back in. Man, I thought I was a goner. I couldn't keep myself above. I made it back in. But you want to be scared, man. That's a great way to do it. Okay, we're at 10 before the hour here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
To give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
For nearly 100 years, folks have trusted Blue Star Medicated Ointment to relieve the pain and itching of almost any skin irritation.
It works on my son's dry, itching feet and their jock itch.
I had this rash on my neck. Nothing worked until Blue Star.
Blue Star worked great on my ringworm without steroids.
My wife and I have been using Blue Star for years. It's never let us down.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let's see. I was going to say not the Untouchables, but the what's the name of the series of three movies that Stallone did recently? The Expendables. Thank you. Yes. Right. Is that what this is from? What's this music, Chucker?
No, that's from Rocky. That is a riff.
That's
from
Rocky?
It is a riff from Rocky. Yes.
I didn't get that.
Bill Conti, one of the great all time scores.
Bill Conti. Yes. Very good.
Oh yeah,
score.
Bill Conti. Yeah, my bad.
Yeah, he used to do the Oscars all the time.
I just wanted to point out, I would have been remiss. I wanted to talk more a little bit about Sylvester Stallone, who turned 76 years old yesterday, born July 7, 1946. He was 30 years old when Rocky came out in 76, which put him on the map, an iconic film which won the Oscar for Best Picture, a true underdog. If you look at Stallone's career as a whole, I would say, obviously, the Rocky franchise, which is an incredible achievement, considering the fact it spanned from 1976 to Creed II, which was a few years ago. I happen to be a huge fan of Rocky Balboa in 2006. I think that's a beautiful bookend. It does great things with that character. And I think it's equally as good as the original film. I like it that much. Non-Rocky stuff, obviously, known for the Rambo franchise. I like that franchise a lot, except for the last one, which I despise. It's a violent, nasty B-movie. And I gotta tell you, he's a smart dude. I really was surprised that he agreed to do that script. He did not direct it. It was just a horrendous, nasty, vile script, and I don't even like to rewatch it. But the Cliffhanger is a great action movie. I think that's his best non-Rocky, best Rambo movie in terms of action. And I like a movie called Daylight that he did, which is sort of a reworking of the Poseidon Adventure about a group stranded in an underground New York City tunnel. I get a lot of entertainment value out of that. Having said that, he's going to do his first forte into TV, doing a Paramount Plus series, which will air this year, called Tulsa King, which he plays a city mobster that moves to the Midwest to take over a small town.
Okay, so
he still looks really good.
Here we have these aging male lead stars. Stars. I'm not talking about actors, but stars like Costner. Big dough to go to Paramount Plus. Sylvester Stallone, big dough. I think Arnold has been offered some big...
He's going to do a TV show, too. Yes.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah. So, and Harrison Ford is doing a big
TV
show with somebody else. I mean, there's got to be tons. I noticed that Amazon has landed a Will Ferrell, Reese Witherspoon wedding comedy. Did you see that?
I saw, you know, when I read this stuff, I say, first thing that pops in my head, Doug, is I say, please release it in a movie theater if it's good.
Yes, please.
You know, I mean, because if you're just going to hoard or acquire all the content for streaming, you're going to leave. I mean, listen, I mean, the reality is, you look at the numbers now this summer so far, the proof is there. The proof is there that the solidification of the industry is playing movies in movie theaters.
Right.
Because you cannot make $1 billion worldwide anywhere else but in theaters, and that's not money to sneeze at.
Speaking of that, James Cameron says the next Avatar is going to be long.
He suggests pee breaks or holding
breaks.
It.
Yeah, exactly. So
this will be the second one. He's going to do like four or five of them. Here's the thing. James Cameron's one of the best directors that ever lived, okay? Yep. Terminator 2, The Abyss, True Lies, Titanic, which is one of the greatest movies ever made, in my opinion. Okay, he does Avatar. He falls in love with the visuals of the 3D. Now, it's a very watchable movie. I think it's the least of all his work. I don't need to see 10 Avatars. And it's sort of a shame that he's occupied all his time, and he's filthy rich. He doesn't need to work. He made so much money off Titanic.
What does he mean, filthy rich?
He's worth probably $1 billion. This guy's probably worth about $1 billion. He has more. He has more money than me and you combined. Not as much as Jay, but he has a lot of money. So here's the thing. I don't need to see 10 Avatars. I just don't understand why somebody as good as him is going to spend so much time doing Avatars.
Because he wants to.
Yeah, I guess so.
That's about it.
I guess so. Who am I to disagree, though?
Listen, I think that if you, you're here to express what you know.
I got one more thing to express, okay?
Okay,
Thor Love and Thunder, which opens in theaters tonight, tracking at $120 million opening weekend. Very good. This is the 29th MCU movie, which means Marvel movie. They got 11 more Marvel movies in some sort of development or production. So the superhero movie, Doug, is not going anywhere.
This is about love. He's in love in this one. All right, 59 past the hour.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.